Ask. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Public Art and Community Design Committee of Wednesday, February 14th. It's 3:46. The meeting is now called to order. I need to have a roll call conducted, and then I would like staff members and guests to introduce themselves for the benefit of the Zoom attendees. So with that, I'll let whomever is calling roll call to do so.
It's me, Jim. It's Joan for everyone's benefit. Adrian Ackerman.
Present.
Ann Lopez.
Here.
Corrine Cooper. Leanne Hernandez.
Present.
Emily Tate. Jim Glock.
Present.
Jeanette Fisher. Kenna Smith.
Here.
Lara Summers.
Here.
Margaret Joplin. Maureen Lewitt.
Here.
Melissa Brown Dominguez.
Present.
Nancy Fung. Robert Clark.
Here.
Valerie Sanchez.
Here.
Valerie Sipp.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, you have quorum.
Okay, thank you. Let's see how to, I don't know how to have staff attendees introduce themselves, but we'll go along my screen and see if I remember who's staff. So, Abby?
Yes, I'm staff. I'm Abby Christensen. I'm the Public Art Collections Manager with the Arts Foundation.
All right. Joan, you've introduced yourself. Sadie?
Hi, everyone. Sadie Shaw here, the Public Art and Community Design Administrator for the Arts Foundation. And starting in March, I'll be facilitating the PACD meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Sadie. Wilwin?
Hi, everybody. It's Wilwin. Wilwin Reyes, Public Art Director.
Very good. Adriana?
Buenas tardes. Adriana Gallego, Executive Director, Arts Foundation.
All right, who'd I miss from Arts Foundation staff?
Donna Isaac, Special Projects Manager with the Arts Foundation.
Thank you, Donna. Anyone else?
And Ariel Fry, Public Art Coordinator from the Arts Foundation.
Sorry, I don't have everyone's. And then we do have one guest, Felix, want to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Performance Artist, and I'm trying to be the elephant in the room.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate elephants. So, with that, we will move on to our moment of silence and or pledge of allegiance. Any of those of you who care to write the pledge of allegiance may do so starting now. We will have 1 minute for that opportunity. Right. Well, with that, I will say welcome, everyone. Thank you for coming today. I have no real material report to comment on other than we do plan to try to achieve a in-person meeting. in any other month than June, July, August, or September. So if you have preferences, please let staff know. Items on the agenda, I think, are still being fleshed out, but we'll get into the weeds on that in subsequent meetings. So I have nothing further to report. I'll move on the agenda to our public art director's report. Wilwin did send out a hard copy in advance, but may want to embellish. So Wilwin, your show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Yeah, I don't want to take too much more time, so I hope you all got to read the report. I want to thank Letty and the team at Canine for all the work they've done. Appreciate you so much. I'm sure we'll be in touch with more questions. And lastly, just to give you a heads up, next month I'm going to add a little extra to the public art reports, which will be a sort of like work plan of projects to come in the coming year and further. That will help you sort of pick and choose projects based on your preference or your region or who you respond or you're representing to provide input on future public art panelists. And that's it for me.
Great. Thank you, Wilwin. No questions of Wilwin. I'll move on. Review and approval of the January 10th, 2024 meeting minutes. Would like a motion second. We can then have discussion.
Move to approve. Ann Lopez, move to approve.
Ann moved.
And this is Kenna. I second.
Kenna seconds. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those, I don't know how we want to do this.
You have no choice. You have to listen to me go through the list. Adrian Ackerman.
Approve.
Ann Lopez.
Approve.
Corinne Cooper. Leanne Hernandez.
Approve.
Emily Tate. Jim Glock.
Approved.
Jeanette Fisher. Kenna Smith.
Approved.
Laura Summers.
Approved.
Margaret Joplin. Maureen Lewis.
Approved.
Melissa Brown Dominguez.
Approved.
Nancy Fong. Robert Clark.
Approve.
Valerie Sanchez.
Approve.
Valerie Sipp.
Approve.
Mr. Chairman, your January 10th meeting minutes are approved unanimously.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, our last action item of the day, but not certainly last item on the agenda, is the approval of the panel recommendations for the Oliviero Balcells Santa Rita Park project. And I'm sorry to have butchered that pronunciation. So
that's all right. I'll jump in and can everyone see my screen?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So this artist concurrence is for Santa Rita Park Public Art Project. It's a part of the Prop 407 Public Art, Public Park Amenity Improvements. The budget for this project is $36,014. It's within Ward 5 and on the border of Ward 1. And in addition to the public artworks, the park will also receive a new splash pad, renovations to sports fields and lights, a playground, a restroom, ramadas, and a new walking path. So with the new park amenities and designs, there's a few different options for public artworks, including murals, mosaics, and metalworks on walkways, on concrete surfaces, and some walls and the walking path as well. This is the public art panel. It is composed of 11 people and 9 community members. Most of those community members are in Ward 5. Some of them are in Ward 1, and some of them are in Ward 6 and work in Ward 1 or Ward 5. And the panel reviewed all applications for this project in January. And during the first artist selection, they voted for 3 finalists, which included Hiro Tashima, Jessica Gonzalez, and Oliverio Balcells. And as you heard, the selected artist is Oliverio Balcells. He is a multidisciplinary artist based in Tempe, Arizona. And the panel recommended him as the selected artist because he offers a diversity of mediums to choose from, including murals, mosaics, and metalwork. And the panel also expressed that community engagement that reaches a diverse group of residents, including older generations, was really important to them. And when asked about community engagement, Oliverio said that he would reach out to the community through door knocking and contacting small businesses directly, which the panel was really happy to hear about. And he also said that he would showcase collected memories of the neighborhoods, which they enjoyed t hearing. So these are more images, examples of his artwork. And if anyone has any questions or comments, feel free to ask them or say them no.
Any members of the board have any questions with respect to the process that has been followed to select this artist?
Okay, this is Maureen, and it looks like there's a lot of community support. How did you get so many community members on the project, on the jury?
On the panel itself?
Right.
Well, we have a minimum of 7 community members, but we wanted to exceed that minimum. So we have 9 community members plus the project manager and the design represented. So it was a lot of there were people who had shown interest in the past that were already on the list, but also through working with the ward office and outreach through other means, like for example, Penny Buckley from Sister Jose's. We reached out to Sister Jose's directly to ask if anyone was interested in participating.
Okay, thank you. That's great.
Any other comments on the approval of the panel's recommendation? And again, the Art Foundation staff helped me make sure everyone is understanding we're approving the process associated with the arrival of the selection of the artist as noted.
I'll go ahead and stop sharing.
I have nods.
Unless
And the
someone
reason.
has, it sounds like someone might have a question.
The reason I asked for this specificity because I know there were other folks who have an interest in other artists who were proposed for this particular project. I think one of them is present today, and I want to allow anyone who does have questions with respect to that to be able to be heard by the panel. So, without objection, is there anyone else who has comments on this particular item?
Yeah, I was just curious, Jim. This is Adrienne, because I did receive an email around the addition, like the submission of the free wall as part of this panel's review process. And I was just curious if there were any notes as to why that didn't make it to the top 3.
Thank you, Adrienne. Can staff comment on that?
Yeah, just to with the regular process that we go through. We allow the panel reviews all applications initially online, and then in the first artist selection meeting, based on the votes that they've made online, then that determines the threshold of artists that are discussed in more detail. So the free wall applicant that wasn't voted enough times. I think it received one or two votes out of 11. So it wasn't for the majority of the panel moved forward to be considered.
Thank you, Ariel. Any other questions from anyone regarding this item? If not, I will seek a motion and a second, and then, interestingly enough, we can have further discussion. So,
This
so I'm
is
seeing.
Maureen, and I am motioning to accept the artist, and I'm not going to attempt the name that was selected by the jurying committee.
Bob Clark, I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and second. Any further discussion by board members? Any observations or comments by others? Hearing none, then roll call, please.
Adrian Ackerman.
Approve.
Ann Lopez.
Approve.
Corrine Cooper. Leanne Hernandez.
Approve.
Emily Tate. Jim Glock.
Approved.
Jeanette Fisher. Kenna Smith.
Approve.
Laura Summers.
Approved.
Margaret Joplin. Maureen Lewitt.
Approve.
Melissa Brown Dominguez.
Approved.
Nancy Fung. Robert Clark.
Approve.
Valerie Sanchez.
Approve.
Valerie Sipp.
Approve.
Mr. Chairman, you have unanimous approval of this motion.
All right, thank you. Item 7 is request for additions to next month's agenda. Board members, any additions outside of the normal art selection processes that may come before us? Hearing none, then.
But Jim, I'm sorry. And I'm sorry, y'all. I feel like I'm taking up a lot of space in this meeting, but I still have it's unclear to me like how we might move forward in supporting a free wall. And I think in past meetings we've kind of touched on it and how we might each if we are in support of it, individually reach out to the folks who appointed us. But I'm just curious if there's any other kind of way, any like subcommittee that we could form or like anything else we can do as part of this body to help advance that, just because I feel like there's been a lot of support for that idea, both by previous PACD members and members from the public. And I'm just curious about how we might support it more if folks are interested. So I'd love to discuss that at another meeting.
All right. Well, I'll work with the executive committee, Adrian, to ha have that agendized. I may reach out to you between now and then to see how we best craft that discussion. Likewise, I know I will reach out to the proponent of the art wall to do so as well. I was hoping to do some work behind the scenes on my own. I have not been effective in doing so, so it's I may as well enjoy my bully pulpit and bring it back for this group to wrestle with. So we'll consider that as an item to consider on a future agenda. Can't promise it next month, but we will certainly not let that sleep through dog line. So thank you, Adrian.
Yeah.
Any other requests for items on future agenda? Hearing none, then it's time for a call of the audience. It's the time when any member of the public may address the Public Art and Community Design Committee members. Due to time constraints, the total time allocated for this is 15 minutes. Individuals are allowed 3 minutes each. Due to open meeting law, committee members cannot discuss topics that are not on the agenda. Items brought up at the public meeting may be considered as an agenda item for a future meeting. So we kind of hit on that already for one of the topics that may come up. But with that, I am reaching out to those of you from the public who are here. Our
proponents. Yes, I'd like to speak if that's okay.
Absolutely.
I appreciate the discussion of the free wall. I was afraid that it wouldn't even be mentioned this afternoon. I just want to point out that if this committee wants to start exercising some power, it's going to have to start rejecting some proposals. That's the bottom line. I mean, if you keep rubber stamping everything, it's almost as if the committee doesn't exist. I don't know how far back in time we would have to go to find a proposal that wasn't unanimously accepted by everybody. So just something to think about. Regarding these calls to artists, I'm going to be placing the free wall as a submission, as a proposal for every call to artists that comes up. So this will happen next time and the time after that. Anyway, thanks for your time. 3 minutes, I don't need it all. Thank you.
Thank you, Felix.
Excuse me, Jim. I need to know the individual's proper name. I just have performance artist on the screen.
My name is Felix Lawrence. I'm a former member of this committee.
Okay, thank you very much. Jim, I'm done.
All right. Thank you, Felix. And thank you, John. Any other individuals want to take, I guess board members can avail themselves to this opportunity as well. It doesn't just have to be people who are not part of the board to speak at call of the audience. I don't have anything to say other than what I said off the record before the meeting. So we'll leave it at that. With that, I am, I guess, in a position to be able to adjourn the meeting. We've covered every item on the agenda. And is that correct? I don't need to have a motion, second, and action on that if I've done so, correct?
Correct. Meeting adjourned at 4:08 p.m.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Again, if you want to reach out to me between now and the next meeting, do so. If you have my email address, if you don't, the Arts Foundation has my permission to release it, and look forward to seeing everyone at that time. Recording can stop. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.